history, chords, and the truth. A program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Myers. I'm joined in the studio by my compadre, Paddy McHugh, and it's going to be the best show. It's the Happy Good Time show.
That's what we're officially going to call this show, is the Super Happy Fun Time Good Show, I think.
Super Happy Fun Time Good Show.
Yes, that's right. Because, Jen, this show marks our 25th episode of Three Chords and the Truth.
Who knew we could do it?
I know, and it's a bit of a milestone for us. I know some people out there might be going, 25, that's not much, you know. But look, we're pretty young, this is a new show, and for us this is a really important milestone because, you know, we've made it to the 25 mark. We're very proud of ourselves, and this show is just a celebration. What we're going to do is we're just going to play all of our favourite tunes, all bangers, and just have a good time.
Yeah, we might talk a little bit of crap in between, but, you know, we'll really just play great songs. That's what we're doing.
That's right. But look, before we do that, we will do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we're on, the Jagera people.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right.
Now, we haven't got any plans for this. We're going to just do this off the seat of our pants.
We're winging it.
But we did decide on the first track, and
yes,
we agreed on this one.
Yes. Because it starts off a one, two, a one, woo!
One, two, a one, woo! Young boy done me bad, when it did you wrong. Young boy done me bad, when it did you wrong. Sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. And you get high. Oh, mate. A young gal done you bad. Now when it did you wrong.
Feel it. every backwards skate just so I could learn how it feels to fall down. Now I'm 10 years away from a midlife crisis, reeling from religion, turning down sex, pretending that I know what the meaning of life is, while I fumble with which excuse I'm gonna use next. I'm just a cry, cry baby, a coward and a cheat, half the man I promised that I was last week. Well, I'm a second place finish, but in record time, first to volunteer to be the last in line. Company shirt, sweep all my ashes across the retail floor. Mama always told me to dress for success, but we both know those clothes don't fit me no more now. Crunching numbers on a Tennessee summer, trying like hell to keep utilities down. No use wasting water, washing bedroom linens when all of these dreams keep me awake anyhow. Lost my first girl somewhere back in the 80s, and I lost my friends when I lost my mind. Which brings me up to speed to my generation. We're living our fantasies we'll never afford. Rewriting the rules of procrastination, 'cause we started too late to admit that we're bored. We're just a bunch of cry, cry babies, cowards and cheats. Yeah, we're half the men we promise every word last week. We're running for a second place finish, but in record time, yeah, we're first to volunteer to be the last in line. First to volunteer to be the last in line. First to volunteer to be the last in line.
Live it on that one.
I'm feeling that too, dude.
Oh, so good. That's John Latham with his track Last in Line. Jen, tit for tat, that was my song. What do you got?
Oh, okay. So this song is from the duo Shovels and Rope.
Oh, yes.
They're two of my favorites. People, they're just the coolest people. And this song it's called Tickin' Bomb. And it's that thing where someone plays the song that just does it for you. And you're like, hey, I don't know you, but I think I love you.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Tickin' Bomb, Shovels and Rope.
I know of you. And from what I know, well, I think I love you. Oh, 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 oh. You make me feel like I'm sitting right beside you. If we ever met, there's just no telling what I might do. Oh, oh, oh.
let's have a revolution.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth.
You bet you are.
You are. That last song was from one of my favorite records of the year. It's called The Wild Swan. It's by a guy named Foy Vance. He's an Irishman.
Yeah.
And that song was called Noam Chomsky is a Soft Revolution, which totally got my attention. I was told about Foy by Duncan Toombs, plays with me in my band and sings my duet with me. And he's like, you got to listen to this record. And he showed me it, and I started listening to it. Greta Ziller started listening to it. And then I have a conversation with Casey Chambers, and she's like, that's my new favorite. I'm like, me too. I'm listening to it, too.
I think that's the best way to get music, when people you know and like, and they recommend it to you. It's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Foy Vance, The Wild Swan. Go get it.
Now, Jen, this is our super happy, fun, good time show.
Super today. Happy, fun time, good
that's
show.
Good show. That's right.
It's very confusing.
And it's because we've hit 25 shows, and we're having a bit of a celebration. Bit of background to how we got into radio. So it's a really simple story. It's completely by accident, really.
Yeah.
I was hanging around 98.9 a bit and doing a bit of stuff here with Clay in the morning, and I knew I really wanted to get on a radio show. I just really love music. I love sharing it. And I didn't know enough about music. I clearly don't. I was missing something, and you were the yin to the yang, Jen. I brought you in because I came to you and said, Jen, would you want to do this? If we can get this happening, would you be interested? And thankfully you said yes.
Yeah, well, I feel like you've brought me out of my shell as well, because for years I was just like this weird encyclopedic knowledge of music girl who I have all this knowledge and then never been utilized for it. And you know, I'm really super passionate about it. And when you asked, I was like, I can't think of anyone who I'd want to work with more. I can't think of a place where I'd want to work more, because 98.9's been really good to me and played my music. I feel at home here. And I can't think of something I'm more passionate about. So it was just like the perfect combination of things all coming together. And then we really like each other.
Yeah, it's working. It's really well. Like, just so people are listening know, we have a really good time doing this each week. We're finding music, sharing music. There's so many high fives that happen over the desk when we both sort of hit on a tune that we both agree on and go, that's it. That's what we've been looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just pure joy. And that's what today's show's about. It's just sharing some of our favorite songs and bangers. And the next one is one of my picks that I'm going to play for you now, by Steve Earle, because I'm a big Steve Earle fan.
You are.
And this is off his record, Transcendental Blues, and it's just a fun, happy song about him quitting music called Steve's Last Ramble.
Rambling
just rambling around and find my way back home to you, back home to you. Daddy turned his face up to the sky, and I knew that there was nothing to lose.
That was Mark Broussard with his tune Home. He's from Louisiana, and he's so good.
And he's a white guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a white boy bringing the funk.
Yeah, amazing.
I love it. Love it. I love it. I love it. I've loved that song for a long time.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
That's right. You are on Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Paddy McHugh, and it is the super happy fun time. Oh, God, didn't get it right. Jen, can you read it?
It's a super happy fun time good show.
Exactly. Yes, because this is our 25th episode.
It is.
And we're celebrating because we've been working really hard at this and we needed it.
Yeah.
Look, we need to stop and just acknowledge, you know, what we've done. And But look, I'd also like to thank all of the listeners and I'd like to thank them for their feedback as well. It's really great to be getting told how it's going and knowing that people are listening and enjoying it. It's fantastic. So please keep that feedback coming.
Yeah. Look us up on the social medias, kids. Find us on Instagram or Three Chords in the Truth Radio. Find us on Facebook and share around with your friends because it's really good for our community, our music community, the bigger this gets because we're the people holding up a lot of our music community and proud to do it and happy to do it. But the more this grows, everybody benefits.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But enough jibber jabber, Jen. Let's get back into the bangers, the tracks, the pump and party tunes.
Let's get it going.
This is one of my favorites of the last couple of months. We had her as a guest on our show recently, and this is the song that really got me hooked on her and got her on my radar. And it is a cracker.
Yes.
It's Tara Lightfoot with her song No Hurry.
little Johnny Walker caught a bullet last night, running from the guitar store. He took a left down the alley, he's a shooter, all right. Now he ain't taking nothing no more, more, more. Everybody knows it's a hard time living with pain and greed. Most folks earn what they get for a living, others just steal what they need. Down on the corner, already talking, and they're gonna cut that tape. Sneak on through, but I gotta rattle that case. One of these days, gonna find my way, or else just disappear. I'm out here in a filth and squalor. All I wanna do is stomp and holler.
Hit by a train, she's gonna kill me.
That was the old 97s with their track Time Bomb, and regular listeners would probably pick up that we used that song for the intro of Three Chords and the Truth. That's where we pinched it from.
Yeah, we pinched it good and proper, fair and square. The old 97s, great, great, it's great stuff. Before that was My Boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
Hayes right. Carl.
Yes.
Yeah, with his song Stomp and Holler. If you see me walking around with a shirt that says I'm like James Brown, only white and taller, that's a Hayes Carl shirt. And all I want to do is stomp and holler. Yeah.
It's great. Now, look, Jen, you're going to pick the next one.
I am. Another weirdo, funny guy songwriter, and I love him. Todd Snyder is one of my favorites. This is a live version of Statistician's Blues.
Awesome.
They say 3% of people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3%, and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time. They say 65% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I needed another double shot of something 90 proof. I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. Too much to think about. They say 74% of everything you're learning in college is a bunch of bullshit you'll never need. 83.4% of everything you got, you bought to satisfy your greed. Because 91% of the world's population links your possessions to success. Even though 88% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about. We'll pick it then. All right. They say 74% of all statisticians truly hate their f***ing jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robs. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Seems like lately all I can think about is how bad I want to go out in style. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, it's too much to think about. Hey, hey, it's too much to think about. Amen, it's too much to think about.
Baby, oh, scratching my back.
Ooh, yeah, it's a super happy fun time. Good show on Three Chords and the Truth. We've had 25 episodes. Can you believe that, Patty McHugh?
I know. Who would have thought?
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, can we just go back once again? How good is that track?
Otis Redding.
And like, it's something about scratching your back. Like, it's just such a, you know, it's an interesting song topic.
Yep. Maybe
it's got nothing to do with, it's not a euphemism for anything, I don't think.
No, he really, it was a literal moment where he had a real serious itch and he was just like, hey, friend.
Yes.
Could you possibly take care of this for me, because I can't reach it.
That's right.
And you're my friend and you maybe can scratch my back.
Like, he could do it himself, but it's much better when you get somebody else to do it with you.
It's always better when you get someone else to do it with you.
Where are we going next?
Okay, well, if we're going to follow Otis Redding, we got to follow Otis Redding with something that's got a little oomph. Mm-hmm. And I reckon our gal Brittany from Alabama Shakes has got that taken care of with their tune, Hold On.
Bam.
Hold on.
All right, Jen Myers, it is shout out time.
Oh, what's up with shout out time?
Now, this week it's going to be a little bit different. Normally we do it to our listeners all over, but because this is our 25th episode and we're having a bit of a celebration and looking at what we've been doing, mm-hmm. we need, I think, to do our shout out this week to all of the staff, the mob, here at 98.9 FM.
98.9 FM. The staff here, they're so nice. Everyone's been so kind and understanding with us because we're new.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been very patient and, you know, a lot of people sharing their skills, sharing their time and, you know, not really expecting anything in return. And,
no.
Yeah, we're very blessed to be here. And yes. we want to say thank you to all the people who've supported us and got us on air. And yeah, we're very grateful.
So that's like Dan Rennie.
Yeah.
Kava. All the announcers like Clay and Jamie and Elijah, Sean Binley.
Yep.
Paul.
Yes, our producer Paul. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you for taking phone calls from me at late in the night and saying, you know, just stupid questions like, this little bit of my screen's red. What does that mean?
And you patiently
you answer my questions. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Toothbrush and my table. Oh, yeah.
back my jeans and my JJ Kale. Give me back my box with the quarter inch cable. And don't forget my toothbrush and my table.
Well, Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of our 25th show. Congratulations. Well done to you.
Well done to you, my friend. I'm so happy to be in this together with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen, we're going to high-five over the desk so everyone can hear it. Here's to another 50 more, hey? Or at least.
Oh, yeah. Super high-five.
All right, we're going to go out in one more, and we're going to dedicate this to a good friend of ours who's done a lot to help music around Brisbane and musicians. Very generous, kind.
Super supportive.
Awesome Ginger Bear.
Ginger Bear, the Gin Baron of Stafford.
That's right.
Our very own Ben Garvey.
Yep. All right, catch you later, guys. We'll see you down the road.
Well, I went down to Houston and I stopped in San Antone. Well, I passed up the station for the bus. Was trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Man, I ended up with pockets full of dust. So I went on to Cleveland and I ended up insane. I bought a borrowed suit and learned to dance. And I was spending money like the way it likes to rain. Man, I ended up with pockets full of cane. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. I never been to Vegas, but I gambled up my life. Building newsprint boats, I raced to Superman. Trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. City, it feels like things are closing in. The sunset's just my light bulb burning out. Well, I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. All the sweetest winds they blow across the south. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition,